Tuvalu is a chain of 9 islands and atolls, and they're extremely spread out geographically. If you connect Funafuti, the capital city, to northernmost island, it would be a 27-hour boat ride, so it's about 500 kilometers. No flight connection, so you only communicate by boat and human contact. It's a spread out country. It's extremely exposed to sea level rise and a host of different disasters, including cyclones and other extreme weather events. As such, it's very important for country and its residents to be able to communicate with each other and also give an early warning on the onset of some of these disaster events. The project that we launched created a system, an early warning system, that connects 5 out of these 9 islands, and also created a communication system about the oncoming disasters through sirens, and that happened on all of the 9 islands.
And is this something that can be adapted throughout the Pacific?
Very much so. It's the first country in the Pacific Island region that has created an infrastructure and early warning system of this scale, connecting almost the entire country in one communication grid.
And do you think this could help save lives?
Absolutely. There's great savings in terms of giving residents in far-flung atolls about the oncoming disasters, because there's virtually no other way to reach them. No internet, no phone, only irregular boat connections. And now they're able to be connected to the capital, to disaster offices and the meteorological observation offices. And they get nearly instant heads up about a disaster event that's coming their way.
And is this part of UNDP's broader commitment to small island states?
Very much so. It's part of our strategy to help Pacific Island countries better cope with the effects of climate change and strengthen their resilience to disasters. This is a joint UN effort. There are a number of UN agencies working with UNDP and also supporting governments to support their efforts in becoming stronger and more resilient in the face of these more frequent disaster and extreme climate events.